Make sure y'all tap into the Patreon. Link is in the description as well as pinned to the top of the chat. Let's go ahead and get started with the show. So there's a masked man over in Philadelphia because crime is absolutely out of control. Let's talk about it, ladies and gentlemen, before we get to the money.
New details about the breaking news we've been following this morning. Two security guards were stabbed in the Macy's store in Center City. They were rushed to the hospital where one of them passed away. The incident happened around 11 a.m. at 13th and Market. Please tell Action News the suspect fled on SEPTA and dropped a knife on SEPTA property.
The suspect was arrested at Somerset Station in Kensington. The investigation is causing delays right now on the Market Frankford line, and they're on Market near 13th as well. Again, a person in custody after stabbing two Macy's employees. One of the victims did not survive. We'll continue to follow the story and bring you any updates as they become available.
So let's go ahead and move over because I'm going to give you more details straight from the police commissioner's mouth or the police chief's mouth.
It does look like a news conference is now underway after three people were stabbed at a Macy's in Philadelphia. So we're going to pop that up right now, live, raw, and unfiltered.
Where a male is attempting to steal, at this point we know, multiple hats from the location. The security here stops that individual. There's some type of confrontation. The security here backs off, gets the merchandise back, allows the male to go on. That male is who turns back around about 15 minutes later and comes back to this location, leading to us getting the 911 call just after 11. Officers arrive here. They locate two security guards who are suffering from stab wounds that occurred in the second part of this confrontation. When the male comes back into the store, he immediately goes straight towards one of the security guards and then redirects his attention to a second security guard, runs directly to that security guard with a knife already exposed, and begins to stab him.
Let's stop right there, y'all, because I want y'all to realize the environment and the world in which we live in. And they say that this is the greatest, richest, safest country on earth. And if that's the case, then I can't imagine what it's like everywhere else. I don't believe it, but I can't imagine where it's like everywhere else. Because when I was over in Tokyo, it was completely different than what it is that we see happening over here. The security guard. Now, remember, when these two people woke up this morning, the security guards, and they left out the house. And this is one of the things that I keep trying to emphasize to you guys, because being a man is an interesting thing, right? And every day when I walk out of the house or I lay my head at night, and I know that I'm not necessarily going to see my daughter or anything like that before I leave out, I'm conscious. And that's why I'm appreciative, or I spend quality time with her, even if it's just for a moment. I'm very conscious of the fact that I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, because these guys specifically, security guards, doing their job, trying to keep our environment safe. They didn't wake up and think that they was gonna get stabbed to death and that they wouldn't be able to make it back home at night from somebody that was trying to steal, that's being empowered by our legislators and our community members. They didn't know that they wasn't gonna come home. Think about that for a minute, because we watch these stories and a lot of times we get sensitized or desensitized to it, because we're so used to hearing it. It's almost like a form of PTSD. These guys didn't know that when they stopped somebody from stealing, that somebody was going to pull out a blade, come back, turn around, pull out a blade, and then go after them and have no regard for human life, and that these guys wouldn't be able to get back to their families. Remember that the next time that you say free my homie, or you got the free big dog t-shirt on, or you got the no snitching policy. How many people are not going to be able to go home as a result of this person not being held accountable for their actions?
There's a scuffle with the second security guard trying to save the first guard that stabbed, and that security guard sustains several stab wounds as well, or slash wounds as well. Both guards are transported to Jefferson Hospital by police that arrive here. And unfortunately, one of the guards is pronounced at 11:19. At this point in time, it is still a very active homicide investigation at this point. The store is closed in terms of any future announcements. regarding the store will have to come from Macy's. But just a tragic situation. Again, you know, just right here a few weeks before the holiday, the security officers are just doing their job. They're here to make sure that, people can come to this location and shop in a safe manner. And for something like this to happen on a Monday morning, you know, again, during a holiday season or any time of the year for that, but another indication that every bit of crime is important in this city in terms of this started as a retail theft, upgraded obviously to a robbery, and then led ultimately to a homicide. And so, again, it's just a tragic situation. But like I said, early in the investigation, there are probably a lot of questions that you have that we won't be able to answer just at this point. As far as the suspect, we know the suspect fled from this location, hopped on SEPTA, and our communication with SEPTA officers, we were able to track down the one suspect. He has been ID'd by other individuals that were here, but he is going to be transported to homicide along with the witnesses that were here. But that's all.
With one council member calling the face coverings a quality of life issue. NBC10's Francis Wang is live in the newsroom to break down what all of this means. Francis.
Yeah, Jackie, even though a majority of the council had already voiced their approval for this bill, it was still a complicated and controversial one.
I'm gonna read that super chat shortly,
SEPTA already introduced a similar ban earlier this year. And now the city council member who introduced this citywide ban says it was ultimately a choice between lawlessness and, as you mentioned, quality of life.
Ayes are 13 and nays are 2. Majority of all members voting in affirmative, the bill passes.
With just two council members voting no, a ski mask ban has now passed in the city of Philadelphia.
Why would a city council member vote against banning ski masks in the city of Philadelphia, considering everything that's happening in Philadelphia? What do you mean equality? Listen, the only people, it's only two types of people that I see wearing ski masks today. Considering that it was a come up for criminals as a result that was getting out of the vid, right? That was getting out of the pandemic. It's only two types of people because they saying for quality of life. And I'm guessing that that's supposed to be a mask, right? But it's only two types of people that I see wearing ski masks today. One of them are criminals. Or people that don't want to be recognized in public is the second type of people, right? So, for example, I seen somebody famous at the Lakers game the other day, but I didn't say nothing because the fact that they had the ski mask on or whatever over their whole stuff meant that they was trying to be a little bit more low-key. And so I've even considered putting some stuff on depending on where I go, certain parts of the city or whatever like that. But it ain't based off of no quality of life. That's not why they wearing it. They wearing it because they want to make sure that they don't get caught up. Or that they try not to be seen doing something that they're not supposed to do. It's only two types of people that wear ski masks. It's for skiing. Unless you got a ski slope somewhere, what are you wearing a ski mask for?
Under this new bill, Philadelphians will be banned from wearing ski masks, also known as shiesties, in schools, rec centers, parks, city buildings, or any public transportation. Those who do will face a $250 fine. Anyone wearing one while committing a crime will face $2,000.
We move forward and we make progress as a people and city when we remove our masks and show who we are with all of our beautiful potential. That doesn't happen when we wear ski masks.
Philadelphia City Councilmember Anthony Phillips delivered an impassionate plea to his fellow council members to pass the legislation he introduced. He says it's centered around a public safety issue and feedback he's received from the community. However, most of the public comments today were from people strongly against it, from teens to those who work in social justice.
Safety is important. This proposal feels more like an attempt to further criminalize young.
I can't stand you blackity blacks. You dudes that walk around with no mustaches on and decide that you don't want to comb your hair because you want to make sure that the world understands who you are and where you come from with your African roots. Don't y'all know that y'all the ones that's making our communities unsafe? Profiling is good. We all do it. You know what it does? It keeps us safe by being able to be situationally aware of what's going on out here in these streets. I can't stand you dudes walking around with a scarf on indoors because it's a fashion statement. You ain't that cold. With your Ray-Bans on, no mustache, no beard. And then you got the unbreakable hair. Y'all don't know what the unbreakable hair is? Y'all ain't seen Unbreakable with Samuel Jackson? Let me show you. I can't stand. Whenever I see dudes with the unbreakable hair, that's like a red flag. Absolutely angers me when I see dudes pull up with the unbreakable hair. Y'all not familiar with the unbreakable hair? I'm gonna show y'all what the unbreakable hair is. This is the unbreakable hair. Whenever I see dudes pull up, ain't it exactly like the Sam Jackson hair? That is the, now Unbreakable is a really good movie. It was with Samuel L. Jackson and Bruce Willis, right? And Samuel Jackson was the villain. He was a supervillain in that he was basically the manipulation because he didn't have really strong legs, and so they called him Mr. Glass. And so Mr. Glass would, you know what I'm saying, manipulate people, and he was causing crime in order to find out who the real superheroes was with the super strength and stuff like that, right? And so when I see a dude pop up with the unbreakable hair, that angers me because I know what you're here for. You're here to cause disruption inside of our communities by making it difficult for the police to do their job, for people to identify the people that's committing crimes. And ski masks are for people that ski. Don't no dude show up with the unbreakable hair. Here, let me give you another picture of it. Just so y'all know how to identify it when you see it. When a dude pop up and he got this on.
Young people have come.
Look. When he rocking out like that, beware. Beware. If you see a dude that pop up with the Mr. Glass special, watch that dude, because he ain't got nothing good to say, and he is not going to be helping y'all community do the right thing. Anytime I see y'all with y'all uncombed hair here in the United States of America, I'm going to start calling you out. Now, you think it's cool because you got your African roots. Man, you ain't never been to Africa. Y'all know nothing about Africa. They don't even respect you. Don't you know that the people in Africa don't look at you the same way that you think that you identify it? You still calling yourself African-American? Man, they don't like you. Go over there to Africa and tell them call them my brother. They don't like you. They do not. For some reason, black people in America think that Africans and Nigerians and Jamaicans look at them in the same way. They don't even like you. I'm going to be honest with you. They don't like you. I don't even know how I got here to this rant right now. Welcome to another one of Anton's historical rants. They don't look at you the same way that you think that you identify with them. You looking at them as a pity party, and they looking at you as a come up, and they look at you as entitled, privileged, whining little girls. They look at American men as whiny little girls that's not taking advantage of the opportunities that they had. And if they had the opportunities, they would be killing everything. That's why when they come over here, they outwork you and they take over all y'all stuff. They don't tip good. I'm going to be honest with you. They cheap. They not cheap when it comes to they self, but they cheap in real life. And they don't identify as anything like you. They don't see themselves like you. They look at you as lazy. They look at you as entitled. And they think that you're feminine because you're walking around with the Mr. Glass special and you whining about social justice. I'm telling you what they see you as. They don't like you. Listen, let me tell you something. If you think that the white man is your enemy, let me tell you another thing. Black men or Africans, Go talk to them. Ask them what they really think. Ask them what they really think. Look, Africans dislike African Americans at a higher clip than white men. The white man is your friend compared to an African. I'm going to just tell you the real. Let me go back to the story.
Color than it does to actually get at safety concerns.
I have a ski mask on. I didn't cause any harm to anybody.
Oh, no, 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 no. Somebody get him his, get the fingerprints. Somebody get the fingerprints. Get the fingerprint machine and run it. I want to know. Look at you and look at your friend in the back. I'm crossing the street. I'm getting in my car. I'm locking my doors. Don't tell me about profiling. Don't tell me about profiling. What you mean? Man, I see you walking across. Man, I'm out of there. I'm out of there, bro.
Plan on causing any harm to anybody. I never been arrested. I never plan to be arrested.
I am begging. Can we please put more of our energy into creating opportunities for young people to thrive, not more opportunities for them to be fined, arrested, and shuffled into a deeply harmful criminal legal system. All of our safety depends on that.
Even after hearing the criticism, Councilmember Phillips defended his bill.
I do believe in prevention. I do believe in the idea of doing as much as we can.
Thank you, black man that don't have no mustache, for defending yourself and standing on your principles. This is one of the ones that we actually should be rocking with. Whoever Councilman Anthony Phillips is, somebody get Councilman Anthony Phillips on the phone so I can get him on it. I want to talk to Councilman Anthony Phillips. Let me put that in my notes.
To support preventive measures and intervention. But nonetheless, this bill is not without controversy. No legislation is perfect, Philadelphia, but this bill goes a long way.
I like him.
Almost every council member spoke on this issue, sharing personal stories and why they were careful in their choice.
This is a tough vote.
I came in actually leaning towards yes.
Let me tell you something. Stop staying on code and do the thing that's in the best interest of the people. That's my conclusion with this one.